ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, The Science of God, Chapter 9, Prahlad pacifies Lord Narsingadev with prayers, verse number 1. श्री नारद उवाच एवं सुरादया सर्वे ब्रह्म रुद्र पुरसरा नोपयतुं शकन्मन्यु संब्रह्मं सुदुरासदम्। श्री नारद उवाच एवं सुरादय सर्वे ब्रह्म रुद्र पुरसरा नोपयतुं शकन्मन्यु संब्रह्मं सुदुरासदम्। श्री नारद उवाच एवं सुरादय सर्वे ब्रह्म रुद्र पुरसरा नोपयतुं शकन्मन्यु संब्रह्मं सुदुरासदम्। सुरादय सर्वे पुरासरा नोपयतुं शकन्मन्यो संब्रह्मं सुदुरासदम्। नारद उवाच एवं सुरादय सर्वे ब्रह्म रुद्र पुरसरा नोपयतुं अशकन्मन्यु संब्रह्मं सुदुरासदम्। श्री नारद उवाच एवं सुरादय सर्वे ब्रह्म रुद्र पुरसरा नोपयतुं अशकन्मन्यु संब्रह्मं सुदुरासदम्। माताजी एवं सुरादय सर्वे ब्रह्मा रुद्र पुरासरा नोपयतुं अशकन्मन्यु संब्रह्मं सुदुरासदम्। श्री नारद उवाच द ग्रेट सेंटली सेज नारद मुनि सेड एवं दस सुरादय The groups of demigods, sarve, all, Brahma Rudra Purasara, represented by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, na, not, upaitum, to go before the Lord. Ashakan able. Manyu sambrambham. In a completely angry mood. Sudurasadam. Very difficult to approach. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The great saint Narad Muni continued, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and other great demigods dared not come forward before the Lord, who at that time was extremely angry. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung in his Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. Anger should be used to punish a demon who is envious of devotees. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mad and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride and envy. All have their proper use for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotee. A devotee of the Lord cannot tolerate blasphemy of the Lord or His other devotees. And the Lord also cannot tolerate blasphemy of a devotee. Thus Lord Narsingadev was so very angry that the great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and even the goddess of fortune, who is the Lord's constant companion, could not pacify him, even after offering prayers of glorification and praise. No one was able to pacify the Lord in his anger. But because the Lord was willing to exhibit his affection for Prahlad Maharaj, all the demigods and the others present before the Lord pushed Prahlad Maharaj forward to pacify him. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Verse Number 1, Translation. The great saint Narad Muni continued, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and the other great demigods dared not come forward before the Lord, who at that time was extremely angry. Hare Krishna. So we are starting new chapter today. This katha, pastime of Lord Narsingadev, is spoken by Srila Narad Muni to Yudhisthir Maharaj. And here, Srila Narad Muni, so many times glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. He Narad Muni is spiritual master of Prahlad Maharaj. So the spiritual master is sitting and glorifying, talking, describing the glories of his own disciple in details. That is the greatness of Prahlad Maharaj or Narad Muni? Both. Prahlad Maharaj is so great that his spiritual master is giving katha on his life. And Narad Muni is so great that he is speaking about his own disciple in details. Generally, in this material world, a superior person, superior in qualification or position, would neglect or deride an inferior person, a junior, not take seriously. What to speak about giving a katha on a junior's life? But Srila Narad Muni is teaching us that just the position should not matter. A person who is 100% surrendered to Krishna, who is a good role model for the devotee community, should be glorified. So Narad Muni is setting this nice example, talking about his own disciple, glorifying his own disciple. So while glorifying and describing, we have reached a section where Lord Narsingadev is extremely angry. So much angry, even after killing Hiranyakashipu. Generally, if a person is angry on a particular object, event or a person, after destroying the source of anger, he should calm down, cool down. But Narsingadev, even after killing Hiranyakashipu, killing in a very, not very, extremely violent way, the anger was so much that we have read in that angry mood, Narsingadev pulled out the heart of Hiranyakashipu and threw it like a ball, and then ripped open his intestines, ripped open his belly, pulled out the intestine and put as a garland on his body. Now this is extreme. Even in most extreme violent action movies, this will not be shown. They will be censored. Pulling out the heart and throwing, pulling out intestines and wearing and still continuing to be angry. Who will not be afraid? So the demigods are afraid. Brahma, Shiva, all the assembled demigods They are offering obeisances. They are offering prayers. But they are still afraid because he is not pacified. So much krodha. So much anger. So a observer may think that anger is not considered good quality. Anger is danger. Anger is very degrading quality. Anger degrades our consciousness. As soon as we turn on anger in our heart, our intelligence turns off. There is an automatic circuit. As soon as anger is there, intelligence turns off. So a person doesn't know the difference between good and bad. And out of anger, a person may talk, behave, or act in a way which he would generally not do. Speaking in high volume, using bad words, disrespecting elders, or beating somebody, which is not a general behavior. So anger is so dangerous. In fact, all these six anarthas, lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, envy, are very great stumbling blocks in our devotional service. They are the causes of committing sinful activity. They are unwanted things. They are not supposed to be there. The original consciousness of the jiva, of the living entity, is very pure in the spiritual world. The soul and Krishna, they share a very nice, pure, natural, loving relationship. Pure love. But when this living entity, by some miscalculation, comes to this material world from the spiritual world, the love in the heart of living entity also comes down. So this love which the jiva has for Krishna, Krishna prem in the heart of the living entity comes down and gets impure. There is a chemical reaction between love and mode of passion. Love plus mode of passion is equal to lust. Then lust plus mode of ignorance is equal to anger. Kaam, krodh. Pure love means I want to please Krishna. Lust means I want to please myself. Love means I want to gratify Krishna's senses. Lust means I want to gratify my senses. So pure love gets contaminated, not gets contaminated, gets transformed to lust. Lust means intense desire to enjoy. It may be any object. It's not just sexual enjoyment, Even a child intensely crying for ice cream is lust for ice cream. So intense desire to enjoy any object is lust. Now when we have desires, so many, we all have experience, few will get fulfilled and many will not get fulfilled. Right? So when lust gets unfulfilled, which is most of the times, then that lust transforms into anger. If a child doesn't get ice cream, he becomes angry, frustrated, cries, kicks, shouts. So unfulfilled lust gives rise to anger. And if lust is fulfilled, if a child gets ice cream, peaceful, joyful, happy, bye-bye, no, one more ice cream. So fulfilled lust gives greed, lobha, kaam, krodh, lobh, lust, anger, greed. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what are these? Super express highway, straight hell. No speed breaker, no traffic signal, no toll tax. Straight hell. Narak ka dwar, gateways to hell. If anybody wants to go to hell, he just has to board the train of lust, anger and greed. In the presence of this, we commit sinful activities. Also, when my lust is fulfilled in front of others, I develop pride. I got, you didn't get. I develop pride. If somebody else's lust is fulfilled in front of me, I become envious. Any two people you take on this planet, having no relationship, A and B, somewhere in different countries, complete strangers, that's not possible. They will have one relationship, fixed. Relationship of envy. You just tell A something good about B, whom he doesn't know. A will develop envy. Or just tell A that B got lottery of 1 million lakh rupees, 1 million rupees. B, A will not become happy in his heart, even though he doesn't know B. Sorry, usko lottery lag gaya, mujhe nahi laga. Envy. Envy is so deep rooted. We don't like to hear good news about others. That's envy. And illusion, as we come to the material world, we are illusion. So lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya, these six anarthas, originating from lust, obstruct our purity, our going back to Krishna. So it is advised that one should give up these six enemies, these six unwanted, dirty things, garbage. It is advised to give up. In bhakti, there are stages. Beginners practice of bhakti and advanced devotees practice of bhakti. So for beginners, it is advised to give up these six. For advanced devotees, it is advised to use these six in Krishna's service. Because these six also originate from Krishna. Janmadi asya yataha. Everything comes from Krishna. So everything should be used in Krishna's service. So kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya, all these things should be used in Krishna's service. Here we are learning from Narasingha Dev, using krodha, using anger. Ordinarily, people think if a devotee becomes angry, if a sadhu becomes angry, he is bogus. But that's not true. Because people don't have knowledge, so they have a very different understanding of what is sadhu. It is very much bona fide to become angry. But in advanced stage, when we love Krishna, we also love His devotees. If somebody blasphemes Krishna, we become angry. That's bona fide. So somebody blasphemes Krishna's devotees, we should become angry. That is devotional service. Becoming angry when we hear blasphemy of Krishna's devotees is devotional service, is bhakti. Not becoming angry when we hear blasphemy of Krishna and His devotees is offense. Tolerating blasphemy, sadhu, ninda is mode of ignorance. Cowardice, not humility. There's an example of Mother Sati, wife of Lord Shiva. She visited her father's house for attending a function, yajna, sacrifice, in which all the universal demigods, prajapatis, top leaders, brahmanas, rishis, munis, family members were invited except Lord Shiva. And Mother Sati came there. She met her mother, her sisters, their children, saw the arrangement, but saw there is no seat for Lord Shiva, there is no mantra chanted for Lord Shiva, the yajna phal, the share is not given to Lord Shiva. She became angry. Angry on her own father, Daksh Prajapati. In front of public, she chastised him. Daksha Prajapati is her own father, and there's a function in the family. And every guest are there in the pandal. And she is in front of everybody chastising her father, saying that today I am very embarrassed that I have got this body from you. You are such a big offender. She wanted to kill Daksha. She actually wanted to kill Daksha. And she had that strength to kill. Wife of Lord Shiva, not ordinary lady. But she knew it will be inappropriate to kill. She can't take this action in her own hands. She doesn't have permission of Lord Shiva to do that. So in that anger, she committed suicide. She gave up her own life. Imagine Lord Shiva's wife, the great Lord Shiva's wife, daughter of the great Daksha Prajapati, going to her family function and in public committing suicide. What breaking news it will be. She committed suicide. So that anger was bona fide. Hanuman, out of anger he burnt whole Lanka. Is that okay? If a person comes and burns a whole building, what you call him? Terrorist, Atankwadi. Right? Somebody took an aeroplane and put it in a building, we call him terrorist. Somebody burns whole city, what do you call him? Maha-terrorist, Maha-atankwadi. But we worship Hanuman, we don't call him terrorist. We say Jai Bajrang Bali. Why? Because he used anger in the service of Lord Ram. So that anger is devotional service. Anger is required. How can you burn a city without anger? Laughingly, hasi-hasi, majak-majak, okay, burn a city. No. You need anger to do that. Arjuna, he needs anger to kill his enemies, the Kauravas. So whole Bhagavad Gita is spoken to incite Arjuna's anger. In Mumbai language, they say pin marna. To incite Arjuna's anger that he picks up a bow and arrow and shoots. Krishna is not telling him, oh, pacify, cool down, chant Hare Krishna, be humble, go to forest. He says, no, get up and fight. Don't waste time. Kill them. He's inciting his anger. And some leader is saying, Bhagavad Gita means ahimsa. Arey, every word is hinsa. Every word there is violence. Every word is spoken with the objective of Arjuna does violent killing. And by this Bhagavad Gita, the war happened. And in how many? 18 days, na? In 18 days, how many people got killed? 64 crores in 18 days. At least 50-60% Arjuna must have killed. 25-30%. In 18 days, 64 crore people were killed. That's a big number. Did Krishna do good? Making Arjuna fight like this? 64 crore people, 64 crore males, most of them married. That means 64 crore widows after 18 days. 64 crore widows after 18 days. Imagine they have one children. Some may have more, some may have less. So 64 crore anaths. 64 children became fathers. 64 crore girls, women became widows. 64 crore children became anaths, fatherless. Sounds good. This is all devotional service. Bhakti. Krishna incited Arjuna to fight this war. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to kill Madai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, Trinadapi Sunichena, be humble. Taror Iva Shaishuna, be tolerant. And here he is bringing a chakra to kill Madai. Where is Taror Iva Shaishuna? But if somebody blasphemes Nityanand, somebody blasphemes a devotee, then no tolerance. One should be angry. That anger is devotional service. Once in Melbourne, Australia, Srila Prabhupada, in a class, he said, United Nations, you heard of United Nations? United Nations is Association of Barking Dogs. association of barking dogs. So later on, Prabhupada was having a conversation with his devotees. And they said, Prabhupada, you said like this, United Nations is association of barking dogs. And Prabhupada quoted this verse. I mean, he quoted this paragraph. That a devotee should be angry on those who blaspheme Krishna, who are against the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam, who blaspheme devotees. A devotee should be angry, not keep quiet. That is devotional service. And we see Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing that. So in advanced stages, this krodha has to be used in Krishna's service. This kama lobha has to be used in Krishna's service. Everything, he is all pervading. Vasudevam sarvam iti. So everything has to be used in Krishna's service, including these things. Srila Prabhupada, his own life, he used anger in his Krishna service, he used his anger to train his disciples, chastise his disciples for correcting them, he used anger against Mayavadis, against atheists. Atheist scientists. Prabhupada used the word rascal so many times. Rascal scientist. I kicked their face with my boots. He did that. There are conversations like that. This is for preaching purpose. Now this is not just dovetailing. Okay, I have anger and today 2 PM I will use it in Krishna's service. Let me find somebody. This is not just dovetailing. It is not dovetailing as we have, oh I have money on Janmashtami, I will donate and use it in Krishna's service. Or I have new clothes, I will wear it on Abhishek and use it in Krishna's service. Or I have a car, I will use it to drop devotees to airport and use it in Krishna's service. That is called dovetailing. We have it, we are using it in Krishna's service. This is something more than that. This is in advanced stages. This is not just dovetailing. This is love for Krishna and his devotees. A very unique characteristic of Vaishnavas, pure devotees, is that if somebody offends them, they don't take it seriously. They forget it. A very special characteristic of a sadhu, that if somebody offends them, they forget it. A very special characteristic of Krishna, that he will never forgets if a person offends his devotee. He never forgets that. And Krishna uses anger for such people. This is not anger. This is love for his devotees. Krishna does that. There was one Gopal Chapal in Mayapur, Navdeep. He was envious of Srivas Pandit. And seeing Srivas Pandit becoming famous Vaishnav saintly personality, Gopal Chapal wanted to spoil his reputation. So one night, he kept the paraphernalia which is used to worship Mother Kali outside his house, thinking that people will see in the morning and they will understand he is not a Vaishnav, he just poses as a Vaishnav. He is Shakta, worshipper of Mother Kali. So he kept sindoor and banana plantain and a pot of wine and red flowers, etc. So early morning, the first person to see that was Srivas Pandit himself. What would anybody do? Chup-chap, clean it up. Immediately called all his neighbors and said, look, today I am exposed. I was posing as a Vaishnav, but I am not a Vaishnav, I am Shakti. Not a single neighbor believed him. He said, no, somebody has created a mischief. They called a sweeper and they arranged to throw everything and mop the place with cow dung and all. But Gopal Chappal, after 3 days, he got leprosy. There were germs in his body, pores in his body. Very painful situation. And because leprosy is contagious, he had to stay outside the village. So there he was suffering, crying in pain. And he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was going towards Ganges. He fell down at the feet of Mahaprabhu. He said, please, you are God Himself, you are Krishna Himself. You have come here to deliver all the fallen souls. I am so fallen. Please, help me and overcome this suffering. Liberate me, free me from this disease. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got angry. He is Namo Mahavadanaya, Patita Pavan. Seeing a fallen condition at his feet, he should help, bless. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got angry. He said, I pray to Krishna, you rot in hell with this disease for 10 million years. 10 million years. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not give him mercy. Did not. And left the place. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, went to Jagannath Puri. After long time he came back once to Navdeep. And in sannyasi vesh, again Gopal Chappal came to him. Where in Navdeep he was delivering everybody. Even dogs, even offenders. Gopal Chappal came again and begged forgiveness. He said, please deliver me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go and beg forgiveness from Srivas. Only he can deliver you. He didn't deliver him at that time. He went and begged forgiveness from Srivas and then Srivas delivered him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was angry on Gopal Chappal. Why? Because he offended Srivas. He didn't give him Krishna Prem when he was distributing to others. Devanand Pandit was a very intelligent, austere, simple Brahmana, devoted to studying and teaching Srimad Bhagavatam. He lived a life like a sannyasi, very sense control, very simple lifestyle, not greedy after money. But he didn't have any much devotion towards Krishna and Bhagavatam. He was just an academic scholar. Many students would come and learn Bhagavatam from him. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking with his devotees. He crossed Devanand Pandit's house, Devanand Pandit's school, classroom. And he heard Devanand Pandit reciting slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, explaining them. Chaitanya said, this Devanand Pandit, what does he understand about Srimad Bhagavatam? Teaching Srimad Bhagavatam. He is an offender. He offended Srivas Pandit. And here he is teaching to students. Chaitanya was very angry on him. He said, I'll go and tear up his book. Tear up Srimad Bhagavatam. His copy. I'll tear up his book. And he actually went. When devotee said, hey, stop. Don't do that. They pacified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What had happened is, Devanand Pandit, when he was teaching Srimad Bhagavatam to his students one day, Srivas Pandit was walking and he heard a very nice sloka from 10th canto describing the beautiful form of cowherd boy, Krishna. Blackish body, curly black hair, and nice bow-like eyebrows, lotus petal-like eyes, moon-like face, mirror-like cheeks, reddish lips, peacock feather, flute, yellow dhoti, thin waist, broad chest. So beautiful that Srivas Pandit's tears started coming from his eyes. Hairs were standing, his body was trembling and he fell down just at the entrance of the class. And all the students, they got distracted and they thought, this fellow is disturbing our class, wasting our time. 4 students got up, took up Srivas Pandit and put him in the street. And Devanapandi watching all this. He didn't stop. A scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't understand the ecstatic symptoms of love present in Shiva's body. Shiva felt very hurt and he went home. Such an offense he committed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry. He said, like Guru, like Chela. Like Devanapandi doesn't understand Srimad Bhagavatam, his students don't understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya was so angry on Devanapandi. He didn't give him any mercy. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came to Navadvip after sannyas, everybody came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and take his blessings and Krishna Prem. So Devanand Pandit also came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already had chastised Devanand Pandit. He was very ashamed of his behavior. But he had no association of pure devotees, so he didn't know what to do. But when next time he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Devanand Pandit was reformed. Devanand Pandit came in contact with Vakreshwar Pandit and he served Vakreshwar Pandit. And by association of Vakreshwar Pandit, he developed faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was a reformed, transformed person. So he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew he has served Vakreshwar Pandit. Vakreshwar Pandit given his blessings. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave his blessings. So Devanand Pandit, he very humbly approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, Mahaprabhu, I am an academic scholar, dry philosopher, but I still teach Srimad Bhagavatam. Please tell me, how should I teach Srimad Bhagavatam? How to give a Bhagavatam class? Devanand Pandit is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how to give a Bhagavatam class? So we do break ke baad. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the formula of giving Bhagavatam class. Please note this down if you want to give a class. How to give a Bhagavatam class? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Devanand Pandit, whenever you speak on Bhagavatam, you should divide your class in three parts. Beginning, middle and end. And in the first part, when you speak, you should speak about pure devotional service. Pure bhakti. That is the first part of the class. You speak about pure devotional service, Uttama Bhakti. In the third part of the class, the end part, the last part of the class, you should speak about pure devotional service, Uttama Bhakti. And my dear Devanand Pandit, in the middle part, in the second part of your class, you should speak about only pure devotional service. That is how you should give a Bhagavatam class. Bhagavatam is nothing but pure devotional service, pure relationship between Krishna and his devotees. Description of various incarnations, pastimes of those incarnations, and glorifying devotees. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Not here and there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anger and not forgiving offenders is because he loves his devotees. So Narsingadev's anger on Hiranyakashipu is because he loves Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu had tortured Prahlad like anything. Even though Narsingadev protected every time Prahlad, and Prahlad didn't had experience of pain, but still Narsingadev was so angry. Don't get so inspired by this class that you start becoming angry daily now. As I saw, it's for advanced devotees. We have to act in such a way that we follow the instructions of Shastras on our level in a particular circumstances. Anger should be directed towards our own laziness, towards our own bad habits, towards our own faults. And in devotee community, among ourselves, in ashram or in temple community, we should never use anger. Never raise a volume to another devotee. Never disrespect another devotee. What to speak about beating him up or slapping him or being violent? That's not the way it has to be used. We are sadhakas, neophytes, beginning in devotional service. So it will cut our bhakti. If a small child is given a knife is good, it can cut sabji. But a small child is given, he will cut himself. Only a mature person should handle knife. So when we are mature, we handle anger. Till that, we keep knife away from us. We keep anger away from us. We don't use this in bhakti. So we should be careful. But we should understand, if an advanced devotee is angry, we should not observe it and feel disturbed, dejected. If we serve a spiritual master and sometimes get the mercy, get the chastisement, we should not feel disturbed. Or we hear Prabhupada's pastime where he getting angry. There is a pastime in which Prabhupada was offered a full meal, roti, sabji, dal, rice, everything, rice. And he threw the whole plate. Now somebody will think, whatever the taste may be, throwing a plate? Too much. But this doesn't mean we feel disturbed or judge Prabhupada or think wrong about him. We may not understand how a Vaishnava behaves, or advanced Vaishnava behaves. So we should not use this as a judgment. We should be careful, very humble, very tolerant, extremely respectful. We should associate with devotees. When you are advanced, whenever, we use anger. Whenever, not now. Right? Park it out. Now anger has no use in our relationships. It will spoil our relationships. It will spoil our advancement in devotional service. If we use anger now, it will spoil all the opportunity to use it in the future. So take care of the stock now. When the market is ripe, use anger. You will get benefit, more profit. Now market not good, if you use anger, you will lose. So now we should not use. Recession going on. We should avoid. Okay? We'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, we will take. Yeah, we have a mic.
Thank you for a wonderful class.
Hare Krishna.
I just want to speak something about, offenses, as you explained. It's not just question. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, he writes in his commentary in Bhagavad Sandarbha, he says that, why this aparad is so dangerous? He says, like sinful activity and other things is done by body and subtle body. And he says, aparad, it is directly done by the soul. He says, Jiva Goswami writes in his commentary, it's directly done by the soul. That's what God takes this offering very seriously. He says that he takes away all the kripa, mercy from this devotee. And he says, okay, go now. No, wherever you want to die. And there is another dictionary, in Vishwakosh dictionary, there is wonderful explanation has been given. The word aparad has been explained like this. Apagata radha jasmat iti aparadha. Means, actually, the word radha also has come from the word, Sanskrit root word, radhadu. So there are two meanings of this word radha. Means directly to hurt someone. And also radha means love. So he says, it says in Vishwakosh dictionary that whom we are committing offense. It's directly, you know, committing offense towards Srimati Radharani. So if anyone, you know, offends unto the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, so how does Krishna will react to him? You know, he'll throw him into the material existence and wherever he want to die. He doesn't care for that, you know. Whoever is, maybe his devotee. And he says, even if he is situated on Prema Bhakti, Krishna also doesn't care if anyone commits offenses unto his devotee. So he says that apagata radha jasmatiti aparadha means if anyone is committing offense towards devotee, he is directly committing offense towards Srimati Radharani. So that's what Lord himself takes aparadha very seriously.
Thank you so much. I guess.
Hare Krishna. Which do our sinful activities increase our anarthas, or because of anarthas we commit sinful activities?
Both. It's a cycle. Because of anartha we do papa. Because of papa we do more papa. It increases our dirt. Because of lust, a person may do a sinful activity, and because of sinful activities, lust may increase. Right? Both it happens. Because of lust, somebody may smoke a cigarette, and by smoking a cigarette, his lust will increase. He wants one more. He gets addicted. So he keeps smoking. So his lust increases. So it both happens. Okay? I can give the mic in.
Prabhuji, within the devotee community, if other devotee offends any devotional activities like chanting or offering prayers or morning program, then can another devotee become angry on the devotee?
Okay, your question is if within one devotee offends.
No, if a devotee is not practicing sincerely.
Not sincerely.
Yeah. Or if he is committing some offenses, and if the senior devotee then sees, and he can become angry on that.
The senior devotees can become angry.
Yeah.
The devotee who is not doing nicely needs to be corrected so that he improves. So those who are authorized to correct him should correct him by giving education, by helping him out, not just by becoming angry. It is an extreme option where nothing works, so anger has to be used. So that is up to the person who is authorized to correct. A manager, a spiritual master, temple president, or whoever is on that platform. But the first option is not to become angry and correct. That's not a Vaishnava etiquette. So without becoming angry, in a cool way, one should educate and try to help. Okay? हरे कृष्ण
तो जी ऐसा बोला है कि हम जब तक चैंटिंग अच्छे से नहीं करते तब तक हम प्यूरिफाई नहीं हो पाते और भगवान भगवत गीता में ये भी बताते भगवान की जो दंड मोह से निर्मुक्त है वो मुझे अच्छे से मतलब भर सकता है प्योर डिवोशन तो प्रभु जी वी हैव ऑलरेडी इम्प्यूरिटीज बिकॉज ऑफ वी कैन नॉट एबल टू चैंट सो हाउ दिस कैन बी सॉल्व.
So chanting is very powerful. When we come in contact with the holy name, we may not be purely chanting, but still that chanting helps. So my present impurities will reduce by my present chanting. So that present chanting will reduce the impurities, and by reducing impurities my chanting will improve, and my improved chanting will further clean me, and the more gets clean, the more my chanting will improve. So chanting helps in all stages. And when I am completely cleaned, perfect, I chant purely and develop success in spiritual life. So whatever the stage may be, coming in contact with the holy name helps. Okay? So even if we are not on a pure platform, we chant. We try our best. That naam, that chanting will help to clean our heart. Okay? Any more questions? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.